been kind of a ball buster couple of days.
That's a graphic term.
Yeah. Of course, to everybody else who looks at Permies or looks at the videos or listens to the podcast, it all seems so easy, and they don't realize how much work really goes into all this stuff.
Oh, I think people who are loyal listeners and really involved in reading and looking at all your stuff, they've heard you have problems here and there. They've heard you talk about that. So
we had a sociopath come to the forums a few days ago. I think we finally got that dealt with.
Yeah, somebody who is actually in jail.
from jail. They can still do this. And it was pretty obvious that they, you know, talk about trolling. And then we had an old painful thread resurrected, although there was some really educational stuff put in there. And then there's an individual who's like a great friend and somebody who's a really great person in the permaculture community, posted something. They got a little upset, posted like a little stronger language. And I kind of got into it with somebody in a thread, so I moved the thread to the hidden forum where we can kind of like try to figure out, well, now what do we do? And because it's got all this stuff in it that I don't want to post, then that person, this lovely friend, said, doodly-doo. Basically, they felt that I was, you know, being the censor that I really am, and I had to choose. Do you want to keep your friends, or do you want to run your forums your way? And so I said, all right, see ya. And which is sad.
Not
hard.
A fun choice. I mean, and I'm hopeful that YouTube can repair things, but it's still a difficult thing.
Right. And it's like I mean, I've been running forums for 25 years, and it's like pretty much every day I get something from somebody that tells me I run forums wrong. And it's like, you know what, I've got a very exact vision of what I'm doing here, and I really believe that the forums are the key for all the things that I do. I mean, that's why I direct everything to the forums. The forums are the key. And I think I've mentioned that, I don't know how many times in the podcast, but the forums are key.
Right. And I think some people are aware of how much time you put into maintaining your empire. And as an example, here we are taking a lovely trip to Fort Townsend, and we had visited the Ho Rainforest yesterday, and we're out at lunch on our way there yesterday, and you got a call and had to dash outside the restaurant to take a call about the sociopath posting out of the forums, you know, and you're on it even from a restaurant near the Ho Rainforest.
Fortunately, the some of the staff over at CodeRanch.com have full access to the forums of Permies, and they have dealt with, you know, tough issues before, and so one of the fellows out there jumped right on it and made everything right as rain in a heartbeat. And, you know, I'm just so grateful to have, I mean, it was kind of a comp because it was one of the staff at Permies, Burra, sent me an email. So as we're sitting down to lunch, I like, you know, fire up my BlackBerry, as I probably do way too often, and say, look, and then sure enough, about the 15th one down is for Burra, urgent. And I open it up, and that's when I raced outside to like start making calls.
I thought your house was on fire at home or something.
It's like these kinds of things, you got to nip them in the bud early.
Your virtual house was on fire.
There you go. The community was was suffering.
Right.
And so fortunately, it impacted only like four people. You know, we were able to nip it in the bud early. And you know, that's another thing, too, is we've got a whole bunch of new people on the staff at Permies, and we've got a bunch of old people on the staff that are doing so well. And we have a monthly chat, and it's like, wow, it's amazing how much these guys are like feeling like where we're going with these forums is so incredibly awesome.
Right.
And they are just so glad to be a part of it. And it's amazing how I get up in the morning and jump on to pick up where I left off the day before, and they've already taken care of a ton of stuff, and makes my life easy. But once in a while, there's something where it's like I've got to you know, it's a little bit bigger than they're used to, and so I gotta help. I gotta jump in right away.
Right, and the reason we're bringing all of this up is a little bit of a continuation of Denise's question of how to spot bad guys, and also to kind of explain a couple things that came up with a conflict over one thread, and then explain how and why the forums are so important to what you're doing.
Right, and so just a quick aside before I forget. I think I want to talk a little bit about the third ethic just real fast, because basically somebody resurrected the thread on the third ethic, and it's like some really excellent points were brought up, and unfortunately they kind of got a little hotter in the collar, so finally I just had to put that thread away, because as usual the third ethic brings up I think the third ethic is a great, like, if you're having like a little house party and you're having some folks over, then hey, let's put out the third ethic so everybody can like have something to kind of discuss. And it's like, oh yes, that could indeed possibly, I suppose, be lovely. On the other hand, it's when people are like behind their pseudonyms and whatnot, and they're on the internet and they've got this level of anonymity, and they can say anything they want, and they know that no one's going to punch them in the mouth, then things tend to get a little heated. I mean, the things that I've deleted from that thread would offend anyone, I'm sure. And at the same time, there's some things where it's like borderline, and it's like, well, I imagine that if I leave it, then somebody else will think of it as license to go a little bit further, which will give somebody else the idea that they can have license to go a little further still. And it's like, but I think I've drawn some pretty clear lines in how I manage my forums.
So I think what you had wanted to bring up that came up around the third ethic is the history of the third ethic, a little bit.
Yes, what a fascinating tidbit of history that came up. And so apparently it kind of goes a little bit like this. So one of the third ethics that's kind of floating around is fair share. So we got Earth Cares, or no, People Care is number one, Earth Care is number two, or maybe I got them backwards. Earth Care, People Care, fair share, which rhymes with the first two. And I heard a lot of people say, don't know where that came from, but you do hear it a lot as the third ethic. But Mollison never said it's the third ethic. Never. And so it's like, okay, well, where did it come from? Well, somebody tracked it down. It came from David Holmgren. And but then there was more. This was a really fascinating thing. Somebody said, well, you know, Jeff Lawton said this and this, and he's the premier student of Mollison. And somebody else said, well, wouldn't that be Holmgren? And this person said, ah, consider. So basically, while Mollison is developing this idea, then it comes up with permaculture. And maybe Holmgren helped coin the word, maybe he didn't. But nonetheless, Holmgren was there at the beginning. Okay, fair enough. But he was there for 2 years. And it sounds like he was a paid assistant to Mollison. And then Holmgren left for like 20 years. In the meantime, Mollison finished the works. It took him several more years after Holmgren left to finish the works and get permaculture out. And so permaculture is out after a lot of work and a lot of push. And then Mollison builds it. And then after 20 years, along comes Holmgren and says, yes, I helped get that going, and I have a say too. And then in the meantime, Jeff Lawton's already on the scene and doing all kinds of stuff with Mollison. And so whereas Mollison and Holmgren were together for 2 years at the very beginning, Lawton has been doing stuff with Mollison for 27 years. So it does seem fair to say that. And then plus, you know, let's face it, Lawton's the crown prince. You know, Mollison's seems to be making it pretty clear that he's passing everything off to Lawton to be in charge. So so there's that. Then it's like, okay, so Mollison comes out with his great work on permaculture. And then later, an assistant comes along and says, yeah, permaculture, I was there. And by the way, I'm going to change the third ethic to be a whole different thing. And so then that kind of makes it like, well, that doesn't seem right.
So it does add some complexity to the history and an interesting backstory to these different versions of the third ethic.
Right. And so I just found it to be really, and the whole thread's been removed from Permies because the people that were engaging in it, it seemed to be an adversarial discussion, which is, you know.
And we're going to talk more about that in a minute, but even if this one becomes so adversarial because it gets so political. But you made the comment, I just wanted to point out before we went into people getting adversarial on the forums, that even the people care and earth care ethics are not the same for everybody.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, like, let's just imagine our typical James Bond villain who says, in order to save the Earth, we have to kill 90% of the population. You know? And it's kind of like, wow, is that fault? I mean, and they could do it in the name of people care. So,
right.
There's,
well,
like, room for interpretation on these, apparently.
No, we've had lots of that happen.
And that, yeah, that's an extreme example, but a lot of this stuff that people bring up when they're debating it is stuff like, no, it's totally cool to kill people in the name of people care. And it kind of seems to come back to, like, something Orwellian, you know? So it's a little freaky. It's a little weird. And I kind of would much rather have talks about, like, okay, when making hookah culture beds, what kind of wood is a good wood to use inside of hookah culture?
Right.
And when making a rocket mass heater, can you put a window in it or not?
Right. Specific, hands-on, technical things that don't have anything to do with politics or ethics or morals or religion.
Right. And so it continues to be that my experience with the three ethics turns out to be that it's a club to use on people that maybe do. In fact, I've only seen it used on decent people. It seems to me like good, decent, hardworking folks that are doing good things, they just don't seem to find a need to talk about the ethics. They just have got other things to do. And in the meantime, then some people are like, you know, I've yet to see, like, let's have a conversation about the ethics and then have it be like moving something forward, you know. Although it's good then to have a little bit of extra knowledge about the history and whatnot, it's also kind of like I'm not seeing a lot of benefit. I think it's an interesting thing to talk about. Certainly provokes lots of discussion, but I've not yet seen it being used in a productive manner. I do see people saying it is productive because I'm telling you why. You're just going to do what I say, and anything you say to the contrary is bullshit. And I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, there's an example of inappropriate behavior. And we're talking about how to spot the bad guys, how to spot trolls, how to do all of that kind of stuff. And that was a good example because people get accusatory, they get blaming, or they get real defensive, and all of that starts inflaming. And, well, you know, this happens on the forums, and this is what you try to put out right away. And all of the volunteer stewards try to help with as well. But I find it in personal relationships or even work relationships, too. When people are blaming or accusatory or defensive, it just makes everything so much more difficult and convoluted and crazy, you know, whereas when people are just calm and, you know, can discuss things, even discuss mistakes without getting upset, it just makes things smoother and quicker and better.
I think the bottom line is that there's a lot to be said for how human nature is, and then you combine that with how human nature has been combined with a lot of modern media practices. I think that speaking in fallacy or speaking in a confrontational way or an antagonistic way has become in a big part the norm of our society.
Right.
And then I have this thing where I refer to the language of the engineers, where it's like everything is qualified, all statements, you know, are all statements are always true because they're always 100% fully qualified as I think or I heard or whatever, whereas I think human nature today in 2012 is very much like everything you state is a fact, and that way people like think of you as more of an authority or something. And if you use mealy-mouthed, language of the engineers, they refer to it as mealy-mouthed language, mealy-mouthed words, saying I think or I heard or whatever, and it's like I don't give a shit what you heard. What I know is a fact, and you can't, your little rumor mill doesn't contradict my fact. And it's like, and it turns out in the end, what I think beats up what your fact. You know?
Right. It's
weird how that happens.
Yeah.
But, and it's kind of like, So how do we look for these things? How do we spot these things? I think that was the question that was asked, but I probably didn't do a very good job of answering it.
Well, that one, the question was such a broad question, and it had a political component to it that we've sidestepped a little bit in the podcast. You know, spotting corporate bad guys and things like that. But right now, since your focus today and yesterday has been with some issues on the forums, you wanted to come back and talk a little bit about that, just to kind of explain why the forums are so important to you and what you look for in trying to keep the forums a positive and good place to share information and promote and spread the word, you know, lay more bricks, as you call it. So the one thing was the accusing or blaming or the defensive, you know, when people just get that way and start saying they have the truth. But you also said one thing you search for is in a thread, some people will look for the worst possible interpretation, and others will look for the best possible interpretation.
This is a trick that I learned before the internet became popular. And so when I was managing forums back then, I mean, you would see a pissing match between two people just going nuts, and you're kind of thinking, I need to ban both of these people. But, you know, of course, you just don't want to ban anybody. When you first start being a forum moderator, you never want to delete. You never want to ban anybody. You don't ever want to do that stuff. You want everybody to be friends and get along, and surely you can talk to them and work something out. And really, it turns out to be that's rare that you can talk to somebody and work something out. And so one of the ways that I originally figured out that turned out to be a spectacular tool, and this became the tool that solved 90 to 95% of all the problems that ever cropped up, and that was that when there's a pissing match going on, read through the post carefully and try to figure out which person is trying to find the worst possible interpretation of the other party, and usually the other person is trying to find the best possible interpretation. And then another thing is that usually one person is speaking offensively, and which is usually the person finding the worst possible interpretation.
Yeah.
And then the other person is speaking defensively, like, hey, I just came here to try and help and try and say this one thing, and then there's all this ugly that came up, and hey, I'm not a scoundrel. I just came here. So it's like there's a lot of, so then you start to find out the person being defensive, who's just trying to defend what they've said or is usually trying to find the best possible interpretation, that's usually your good guy who's standing up for decency and goodness and trying to, you know, like, you know, be a good and decent person. And then the other person is a troll. The other person is like trying to provoke, trying to get ugliness to happen. And so then basically the key is that, you know, you just ban the trolls. And then on the internet, you know, we refer to trolls as somebody who comes along and tries to provoke discussion. And, of course, the old internet thing is called, and this is before the internet even that we would do this, is do not feed the trolls. So the thing is, once you figured out that somebody's a troll, don't say anything. Because they'll come up and say anything to try and get you to say something.
Well, I see it that this goes beyond even forum management. This really, at the risk of touching on all kinds of people who know a lot more about interpersonal relationships than I do, if you're in a household relationship, a personal relationship, if you're in a work relationship, you see this happening all around you, and you can spot the crazy makers. Because, for example, one office where I consult at, there's a front desk person who does everything. Really should be office manager type person. This person does the daily bookkeeping. And there's someone else in the office that keeps asking me, well, this person made a mistake. Is it because they don't know enough? Do they need more training? Do they just not learn this stuff well enough? when really what the situation is, everybody makes mistakes sometimes. This person is pulled in 20 different directions, and a more supportive way to look at it and the best possible interpretation would be, wow, this person, did they get pulled away from their job when they were trying to do this? How can we support them? Or did they not have the right information to do that without a mistake? You know, there's a supportive way to talk about it. Same in a household. Oh, this person must not care about us. That's why they're leaving dirty dishes in the sink. Well, you know, anyway, that's a bit tangential, but I think you have a lot of that crosses over between forum discussions and other types of relationships as well.
Oh, absolutely. I was at an event with you. It was your event, and you were the star of the event, and I was off in another room trying to be small and eat the food that was there in front of me, have a little nibble, and then somebody was wanting to engage me in conversation, and then part of their message to me was that it's a fact that if you took away petroleum, 3/4 of the world's population would starve to death. Therefore, organic is stupid. And it's like I tried to come up with, you know, I tried to present the Fukuoka stuff. First of all, you know, I tried to present the Fukuoka stuff, and then he came, no, it's a fact. It's a fact. There's no point talking about it or trying to mealy-mouth your way out of this. It's a fact. And then I said, if you'll give me 10 minutes to talk, you will apologize to me, and then you'll go away. So this is part of the thing about, where I tell people this is my kick in the nuts. Because this guy, I am now going to make him sad. So I'm sorry, I think I might have destroyed a relationship you had with somebody. But that's part of what I do. Anyway, but it's like, he's speaking from fact, and it's like, whoever told him that was full of shit. So
it's difficult, and I think people who are supportive of different opinions and supportive of different ideas and supportive just people in general, that most of the people they're dealing with are well-intentioned and good and decent people, will have the best possible interpretation of things. So that's part of the forum management stuff you wanted to touch on, but I don't think you completely talked yet about why the forums are so important.
I think that if we set a good style of communication, which is, I think we've, you know, pretty much I've deleted most of the stuff that is not a good example of that. There are some things that were like really touching the border, and I ended up leaving. But I think that the more we have conversations in that space, and the more we talk about the details, because that's another thing too, is that when it comes to the three ethics, people want to start talking about permaculture there. And I think that's not helpful. I don't think people really move forward there. I do think that where we move forward is where we talk about thousands of little individual permaculture-ish things. And we're getting there on the forums. And each of these little permaculture things, when we have a thread about black locust trees and their values, then people that are like trying to, they're saying, my property is covered with black locust, how the hell do I get rid of it all? They might find this thread and realize that they're actually sitting on the golden goose. and they were thinking about killing the golden goose. And they, so then hopefully we're going to change the way people think about these things, not by saying, you there, you're thinking all stupid like, you need to think like me, and then you can like be all intelligent like. And instead, I think the thing to do is, like, rather than trying to beat them with a stick, the thing to do is feed them bits of permaculture one little bit at a time. And then when they get into the hundreds of little bits, then they start thinking, I want, this permaculture thing is turning out to be pretty cool. I want to see the rest of the bits.
Well, there's lots of little gateway bits. You know, you could call them gateway, not gateway drugs. What would you call them? the cast iron pan. A lot of people find your article on cast iron pans, and your that's your oldest YouTube video on cast iron pans, isn't it? And they look at that, and then they see other awesome threads on cooking and fermenting foods and preserving foods, and I mean, that's one, you know, one simple gateway area, I think.
And you know, well, right, and then so the gateway aspect is a big, big part of it, yes. But I think there's even more. I mean, as people sit down and it's like it just seems so huge and so different and so complicated, then it's like they can sit down and it's one thread at a time, and they can start to get their heads wrapped around how all this works, how it all fits together, and how to do it. And I believe that this is the thing. The forums are the thing. This is the thing that's going to change everything. And so that's why all of my videos end with directing people to Permies, and most of the podcasts where I remember end with directing people to the forums of Permies. All the articles direct people to the forums of Permies. Everything I do everywhere tries to direct people to the forums of Permies. That's the place where I've got an idea of what I want to do and how I want to go about doing it. And I really think that this is a critically important thing. And so then that's why I try to tell people who want to give me stuff, go out there and post good stuff. Answer a question that hasn't been answered. Help somebody that's a little further behind than you. And then also ask a really good question that hasn't been asked yet.
So that's your ultimate gift. It's not, I mean, people have sent you money or sent you a book in the mail or sent you a scarf or things like that in the mail. But the ultimate gift to you is that they further positive conversations and positive information sharing on the forum, right?
The positive information sharing. And it's like when you're sharing, it's 60% of it is how you share. And the 40% is what you share. But I think the kind of discussion that we've got going on out at Permies is like not, it's very unusual on the internet. So many people on the internet are used to like talking in an adversarial or confrontational way. And I think at Permies, we're trying to set the pace for a way to share that is not woo-woo, and it's not like some kind of nonviolent communication that's actually violent. And it's like instead it's very simple and clean, and it's closer to what I call the language of the engineers, which others might call mealy mouth. And if they're going to call it mealy mouth, go somewhere else.
Well, and the different aspects feed each other. So, for example, there are threads on Permies that led us to visit Marina and Robert's place, where you got some great videos. And then there
And I think that they got ideas for stuff to do, which they thought were awesome ideas. They then implemented those ideas, which they got from Permies.
Right.
And then they posted about it at Permies and participated in the discussion at Permies.
Right.
And I think you know, Marina had a rough start at Permies and how we talk about stuff. And then later it like clicked for her, and she's been awesome ever since.
Right.
And then we went out to her place, and we got video of all all the awesome that they're doing, which
right.
I think is further helping everything that we do.
Right.
What an awesome contributor.
Right, right. And that's similarly how we, or I, found Matt. It's from how he was posting
on Hermes. It was you, yes. Damn, you're good.
So Matt was posting really great responses and videos and pictures and things like that on Hermes. So we're trying to figure out which fairy lane to go into. We're getting on a fairy again. And so recent podcast with Matt came about from some Hermes threads, which hopefully will feed back into more activity and discussion on Hermes. He's a great contributor. And we are going to see Marina's place again on the big tour coming up later this summer. So I'm still a bit behind. Whoops. We had a break there. I'm a bit behind on scheduling tour things, but we are looking for speaking gigs and farms to visit. Actually, we're going to have to juggle those. A little bit tough.
We've got for the big tour.
The big tour, yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah, so let's see. We're going Seattle, Portland, San Francisco.
Santa
Barbara.
A few spots in between Portland and San
Diego. It's not San Diego. It's Sandy, like the word is Sandy, like Sandy, and then Ego is like the thing you put in your toaster. From when you're a kid. Maybe,
right.
I don't know if they still make
right.
Eggos or not.
Yeah, we're doing a whole West Coast tour around all the West Coast states with Nevada as the black hole in the middle. We're not going to Nevada.
Yeah, at least that's not currently on the plans. We are coming back
through Phoenix,
and then Salt Lake City, and we need to get all the all of the video opportunities and podcast opportunities lined up, and all the speaking engagements lined up.
Yes, and I hit a bit of a wall trying to line up one that could have had a domino effect on all the other dates, and I just haven't gotten that nailed down. So, I'll do my best to get back on that.
How do people contact you about these things?
Private message through Permies.
Okay. Because we've got a thread and a tinkering with the site forum. And then in that thread.
That's possible too, yeah.
Yeah, post there or at least if nothing else, you've posted a lot there and then people can like check that out and be able to send you a private message.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we're going, just before that big trip, we're going to go up to Bellingham. I'm not sure if you're going with this, but it's probably me and Jeff. Are going up to Bellingham, and we don't have anything lined up there, although I am planning to go to Brian Kirkliet's.
Right.
And it sounds like we're going to go see a bamboo operation. There might be some other things up there. We've got to get those things lined up, too.
You need to go to the Man Pies restaurant.
Man Pies!
There is a restaurant called Man Pies, and I think that's a necessary stop.
Yes! Yes, I like it! Let's do that.
Yeah.
Mon pies.
If I'm not there with you, I want to hear all about it.
Okay. Maybe I'll take pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to set up. So then, but I think we were talking about the importance of the forums. Because it seems like another thing is like there's a lot of misinformation out there on a lot of these different topics. Oh, we were having a topic the other day about science. I bashed the science stuff the other, when we did the previous podcast pretty good, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of this we've circled around to and come back to and just fleshed out different aspects of it. So I think that's plenty on forum management stuff.
Well, I think when it comes to spotting trolls,
mm-hmm.
or spotting the bad guys,
mm-hmm.
I think that I know that when it comes to how I go about doing it on the forums is one thing, but I think the question that was asked a few days ago was something along the lines of how do you go about doing it in real life? Like if they're encountering a situation, how do they tell good stuff from icky stuff? And it's like, that does get a little harder. I'm not quite sure what to do. And so we're going to talk about, I would think that,
some people like to talk about things in such a way that, like, they seem eager to learn, and other people seem to talk about things in such a way that it's like they're very much going to be adversarial. They're going to say that's not true. They're going to speak in absolutes. They're not going to qualify their stuff. So it's like I think that it comes in. I mean, how to be antagonistic and disrespectful comes in so many different flavors that you can't even make a list. But I do think that fallacy is still a common thing. But even people that are good, decent people trying to have a good, decent conversation still speak today in fallacies and all kinds of, you know, twisted talk.
Right. That gets so complicated. There's so much going on there. And I think people, you know, began with trying to look for the right place. Another question was, how do you find healthy food and spot the ick and avoid the ick? You know, how do you avoid the icky corporations? And there's so much of this that, you know, I think the older you get, the more experienced you get, the better you are at spotting people who are just being crazy making. They're being crazy making, or they're full of, you know, or they're the big corporation model that doesn't work. There are corporate models that do work and are healthy. So there's just so much there. It's hard to bring it. I'm not helping crystallize it.
I think one quick thing on the forums is that somebody comes along and they write 12 posts, and so they've got like maybe a couple of hours invested in the site, and they put some thought into their 12 posts. In the meantime, I feel like I've got thousands of hours put in to this site, and on any given day, I probably spend 10 hours working on the forums at permuse.com. And so when I delete something, then the person whose posts I've deleted, typically their position is that, A, I shouldn't have deleted it because I should run my forums the way that they would run the forums, and B, rather than just deleting it and walking away, that what I should have done is I should have held their hand and, you know, massaged their back and had a long, drawn-out, 8-hour-long conversation about why they're right and I'm wrong. And it's kind of like...
I think that people that know you well enough understand the time thing, I hope.
Well, and I think when people are new to the forums, then and it's like they've only written 12 posts and then they get one of them deleted, then they kind of feel like, hey, you know, you, bitch, you're providing me a service. And I'm not feeling like I'm getting good customer service here. That's kind of their attitude. And they, you know, hey, but you didn't pay anything, and I'm going in the red running this site. And so, and I put way more time into it than you. Not to mention the fact, you know, it's my site. You know, and I like the analogy we came up with once, where it's kind of like you go into somebody's home, and they say, oh, this is a non-smoking house. Please don't smoke in my home. And then people are like, you know, they keep on smoking, and they're like, fuck off. Other homes allow smoking. I'll smoke in here if I want to. Right. If you don't like it, you can just fuck off.
Right.
And it's like, okay, I'm kicking you out of my house.
Right.
Because, you know, I asked you to put it out, and you're like, I think that the crazy stuff that I put down on how to participate in the forums isn't that tough. And, you know, one of them is like, if you're going to talk about somebody else's position, don't take a baseball bat to it, you know? You can state your own position without bashing the shit out of somebody else's position. And I think it's quite possible to do. And if you can't state your position without bashing the shit out of somebody else's position, I think your position must be pretty weak and you need to fuck off.
Well, and if people stay focused on what's being discussed instead of the people discussing it. So if you're staying focused on a certain technique, a certain issue, you know, a certain plant, and you're saying, wow, well, that's that's interesting that you think this plant does A, I think it does X, Y, and Z, you know, you're staying focused on the topic, not the people. And then you're not, but that's a different nuance. Sorry. You're saying, you know, what you're describing is if you're saying, oh, that's wrong, you know, then it's like you're bashing that person and suggesting they're less than perfect. Right.
Well, that's true. But at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, if you can't state your position without bashing somebody else's, I think your position must be really, really weak. it must be pathetic and lame if you can't, if really the only thing you do is bash what somebody else has to say without making your own position. Your position has to be pathetic and miserable.
Right.
So just cork it. And frankly, it's like if you're that passionate about it, then when I delete your stuff and you get pissed off and leave, then I think that worked out the best for everybody. And we're going to end up with very few people who are going to stick around at permuse.com who are going to be willing to talk about things my way. Now, all I'm trying to think, like, well, there's only the one rule, be nice. And then we have the one policy, which is the naming convention. The thing is, some people say, you need to list these rules so everybody knows. And I think, no, I don't like that because that just gives bad guys traction. That's been my experience. It's better to have this idea that whoever's in charge is crazy and will say all kinds of crazy things. And then people that are, like, aligned with me in the way that I like to talk and the way that I like to think, then this will become the forum for them.
Right. And there'll be lots of great information, no flame wars, lots of good pictures, lots of good videos. You know, people are posting a lot more images and things like that. And that just makes the threads even richer.
I'm trying to think of, like, what are the other things that I usually mention when I delete stuff? One is never suggest that anybody on permuse.com is less than perfect. Probably not a good idea to even suggest that people off of permuse.com are less than perfect. It seems like that's, I mean, really, can't you state a position without having to suggest that somebody is a dumb fuck? What are some of the other ones that I usually say when I'm after deleting stuff? I'm trying to remember.
I'm blanking on that.
Oh,
right,
the truth.
Now.
The
yes,
truth.
Yes.
Because then if you state the truth and somebody has an alternative position, they kind of feel like, oh, I don't want to state it because then it feels like I'm getting into the middle of some kind of flame war argument thing.
Right.
And so then rather than saying the truth, state your position.
Right.
Those seem to be the basics. And when a thread's gone wonky, I'll do a quick search for the word you. Usually the posts that have the word you in it are the problem posts. And those are the ones most likely for me to delete. Because usually it's like when things gone wonky, I don't have a lot of time. Like I'm in the middle of 8 other projects at that moment and I don't have a lot of time, but I was told, hey, come in here quick, things have gone crazy. And so a lot of times I'll come in and I'll look and it'll be a long, wonderful post, but it'll start off with the words, you fuckwit. And it's like, yep, delete the whole thing. And I don't even read the rest of it.
Right, right. Yeah, there's just not enough time, not enough hours in the day.
So anyway, I think we've got, we do have a group of people that are doing such amazing, awesome stuff and keeping such excellent conversation going on such excellent topics. It's really turned into something amazing and brilliant. And I'm really, really enjoying it. And a lot of it is because we've run off a lot of people that have turned out to be trolls and nasty, and we've gotten a lot of feedback from a lot of different people that say that they are finding them in other places. There's other permaculture spots out there, and the trolls just went there, and they've got the little hate fest going on, and people over there are suffering, and hopefully the ones, and in fact, it's kind of giving permaculture a bad name in some ways.
Yeah, well, and when you're going there to look for information on a plant, an alternative energy system, or whatever thing you're looking for, if you're reading through all this other stuff, I don't have the patience for that. I don't know how people suffer through it.
And on topic of this podcast, there was one at PRI where I had posted something about holistic management and certain kinds of science that involve holistic management, a presentation by Owen. And then somebody said, oh, I can't follow that link because something about ethics. My ethics forbid me from going to permuse.com. Thus referring to, I suppose, my stance on the third ethic, that I forbid conversation about the third ethic. So it's that kind of thing. And then, it just kind of went ugly from there. You know, and it was kind of funny. The moderators did eventually step in, but they stepped in after this person had posted a few snotty things. And I finally said, really? That's what you're going to say? That's what you're going with? I mean, even in your own statement, you're just... And the moderator actually got upset with me and was telling me to knock it off. and I was being entirely defensive. So I don't know. I mean, I've got a good relationship with the people that run those forums over there. So this moderator is somebody, must be somebody else. And they have a different way of going about it. All right. Anything else to add on this one? We're kind of ending on a low note, but you can't always end on a high note.
Right. Well, I just think, you know, keep up the good conversations. Keep posting the good information that helps people. The other thing you wanted to mention, too, was if you see a discussion going somewhere that you know it might, you know, get someone might get reactive or angry about some of the things, just step in and offer a positive answer and a positive solution to help keep it rolling in a good way.
Click on report to moderator. So Jaikaran, one of the staff from over at Code Ranch, came over and added functionality to the software that we use, so we have report to moderator again. So if somebody is being nasty, click on report to moderator so we can get on it right away.
Right, and I just want to encourage people, I think most of the users are savvy enough to do this already, but I want to encourage people to search. I mean, you can search within the search engine that's at the forums, or you can even go to whatever search engine you like Google or Bing or whatever, and do permies.com/, and then whatever topic you want.
Oh, I just, you know, I go to Google and I type in site:permies.com.
Okay.
And then space, and then whatever search phrases I want.
Oh, you don't do permies.com:, and then, yeah, anyway.
Is that a way to do it?
Yeah, that works.
Oh, that works?
Huh. That works, too.
Oh, cool.
So there's all kinds of ways to search for really amazing information. The depth and the breadth of the information at Permies is pretty phenomenal. So use it. Enjoy it.
If you like this sort of thing, come on out to the forums at permies.com, where we talk about good things and not bad things and homesteading and permaculture
all the time.